28 minutes to 10 o'clock on 5AA. Good morning. If you've just joined us, we are going to be talking the issue of the cochlear implant bungle. It calls for an inquiry, an independent review into what has happened there at the Women's and Children's Hospital with children who had the devices fitted. It's been found now the device is doing little in terms of how they should operate, despite assurances to parents that they're hearing, the children's hearing was working fine, the machines were working, and everything was as it should be. Apparently not so, it's now turned out, and there could be up to 30 children affected. Played you this little bit of Dale Smedley from the news the other night on his son's well-being moving forward.
As a result of the hospital's failure to turn up Logan's cochlear implants over approximately 4 years, we believe he's severely delayed in his hearing and his speech. We just don't want to see that any other family have to go through that, what we've had to go through.
There's now the possibility of a class action emerging out of this, and Peter Jackson, the partner at DBH Lawyers, on the line. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good, thank you. This is a terribly sad story, really, and just heartbreaking for these parents. Obviously, they and you would feel there's a course of action here.
Look, I think all the families that I've only reached a couple at the moment, are quite upset about the whole thing. They're very heartened by the fact the minister's agreed for an independent review to see what's happened over the last 4+ years. And I guess they're also very happy about the fact that the minister and the Dr. Latzel have both apologised openly about what's happened.
Mm.
But unfortunately, they're yet to see that action put into words with formal admissions of liability being made to them directly.
Is an apology, does that constitute a form of liability to some degree?
There is some provision in the Civil Liability Act for admissions and apologies without that being able to be utilised against the hospital down the track. So the families would all like to see something come in writing to confirm the hospital is admitting liability for what's actually happened to their children, I guess.
What does a class action have to prove? That there was obviously a failure of some sort, clearly.
Yeah, I think the reality in this case is, or what we're hoping is, that the hospital will actually admit formal responsibility through their lawyers. And if they do that, we probably don't need to go down the path of a class action that can be done just into individual claims dealing with each individual injury. But if the hospital is not prepared to put formal admissions to the parties, then I guess the class action is the appropriate path where we have to prove what's actually happened and the failures, and therefore what losses are associated with that.
Do you need to then wait for this independent review to conclude?
Well, I don't think we'd be waiting for the independent review. I think the reality is that we'll be moving ahead as soon as we can, because the reality is these kids are already behind the eight ball and we don't want them to be any further than we can. So we want to get the treatment they need as soon as possible, which means proving responsibility and moving ahead with it.
Yeah. Do you know yet, Peter, how many families are affected by this or how many children? There were reports yesterday and the day before of 9, but potentially up to 30. Have you got anything more conclusive?
I haven't had any conclusive numbers yet. I guess the biggest concerns for the family generally is we just don't really know how long this has been going on for or how many babies have been affected by the error. So I guess everybody's a bit on tenterhooks at the moment till we actually have a better idea, and I hope the independent review will give us some of that information. But that's going to be a while away, unfortunately, and while we wait, unfortunately, a lot of these children are not improving in the meantime, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's just terribly sad. So, all right, obviously now parents looking to go down this path, and if an apology is forthcoming of the nature you seek, how long can that take? I mean, is it a matter of government lawyers, hospital lawyers getting involved here and determining what course of action to take? So potentially weeks, if not months?
It is really a matter for the insurers, SACORP, the South Australian Insurance Corporation, to make an admission of liability on behalf of the hospital. And unfortunately, just because of the nature of what that entails, that can take weeks or months.
Mm.
I'm hoping it'll be a lot shorter than that, given the circumstances, but time will tell.
Indeed it will. All right. Peter, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No problems. You have a great day.
You too. Peter Jackson there from DBH Lawyers on the potential of, certainly claims. And as he says, he's spoken to a few parents of children already affected by this cochlear implant bungle at the Women's and Children's Hospital. Up to 30 children, at least, having their implants incorrectly programmed. Fears more could be impacted and not be aware of it.